This is music that has a unique sound, and it's very beautiful. But if you lived in America in the 18th century or the early 19th century, you would not be able to hear this if you lived in the major metropolitan centers of Boston, Philadelphia, or New York. To hear it, you would have to go out into the countryside of Pennsylvania or into the wilderness of North Carolina and visit the Moravian communities there, the German-speaking communities of the Moravian Church. This music is not by the major composers Mozart, Haydn, Handel, the composers whose names we hear every day in concert programs. This is by dedicated church composers who are expressing their devotion through music and whose names are not nearly so well known today outside the Moravian communities. Even in its own day, this music was not widely known, but we get accounts from people such as Benjamin Franklin, who would go visit these communities and come back telling us what wonderful music they heard there. The Moravian church communities in America were centered mainly around Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and Salem, North Carolina, at that time. They're extraordinarily musical communities. They had choruses, they had instrumental ensembles, and in addition to their own music, they performed a great deal of contemporary music from Europe, which they brought over in manuscript form. In fact, many of Haydn's symphonies received their American premieres in the Moravian communities, as did Haydn's Creation. Moravian music is typically quite simple and direct in its expression, and normally is quite short in the length of the pieces. Sometimes there's almost a folk quality in it, but all of it is influenced by the European tradition. This next piece is an anthem by a composer named David Moritz Michael, who was a teacher and an administrator in a number of Moravian communities in Pennsylvania. It's called Hail Infant Newborn, and it's a very simple anthem for chorus and orchestra of strings and organ. Towards the end, you'll recognize a phrase that is borrowed from the Star-Spangled Banner, which at that time was a popular song known as To Anacreon in Heaven. The Moravian Church is a very old Protestant denomination, which dates from a century before Martin Luther's reforms. As the name implies, it began in the Czech areas of Moravia and Bohemia. Its founder, Jan Hus, was burned at the stake as a heretic, and the denomination was severely persecuted until in the early 18th century they found a refuge in Germany, where they founded the settlement of Herrnhut, which to this day is the worldwide center of the Moravian Church. Once they were established there, they sent out missionaries throughout the world, including to the New World. In America, as I've said, the principal settlements were in Pennsylvania around Bethlehem and in North Carolina, where they bought 100,000 acres out in the wilderness and founded Salem. The composers of Moravian music were members of the church who very often were pastors or even bishops, in some cases music directors, and often they were people who would move from one community to another, sometimes within this country, sometimes in Europe. And so these works circulated widely among various Moravian communities in the world. This next piece illustrates another kind of music that's on this record, and that's the solo song. It's by a composer named John Antes, who's one of the earliest Moravian composers to be born in America, and actually wrote some of the earliest chamber music by any American composer. The piece is called Loveliest Emmanuel. It's written in English and is a real gem. It has a beautiful, simple melodic line that expresses the devotional quality of the text perfectly. On the repeats, there are some ornaments which are kept quite simple in order to maintain the character of the work itself. So here is the solo song, Loveliest Emmanuel, most worthy friend of sinners' race. As you can hear, these pieces are quite short. Typically, they range from 1 to 3 minutes. A few of them are a little bit longer, and some are even shorter than 1 minute. With so many short pieces like this, it seemed to make sense to try to organize them into a larger structure. And to do that, I used a typically Moravian form called the Love Feast. The Love Feast, or Liebesmahl in German, was a service which is still practiced to this day in the Moravian Church. It's almost exclusively musical, and during it, participants would share simple food and drink. On this CD, the music is organized into 3 love feasts for different occasions, the first one for Christmas, the second one for Lent, and the third one, a general love feast of Thanksgiving. Moravians would celebrate love feasts on certain religious holidays, but also would celebrate love feasts for other kinds of occasions, such as wedding anniversaries or funerals, even sometimes political events. In order to create the Love Feast, I've inserted Moravian hymns into the succession of anthems and solo songs. Some of these hymns are quite old in the history of the church, and some newer. Here's an example of one that comes from the early days of the Moravian church, before they settled in Germany, and you can hear the modal quality of it and the sense that it is older than some of the other music you've been listening to. This next hymn is more modern. This comes from the early 19th century. The tune is written by Johann Christian Bechler, and it's an extremely popular hymn in the Moravian Church, so much so that some people refer to it unofficially as the national anthem of the Moravians. It's called Sing Hallelujah.
Sing Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
One particularly famous love feast that the Moravians celebrated, the Psalm of Joy, was the first organized celebration of American independence. It took place on July 4, 1783. This next piece is from that love feast. It's by Christian Greger. Christian Greger was one of the most influential musicians in the Moravian Church. He was a prolific composer and a minister and eventually a bishop. He only spent a few years in America, but his music was well known here, and there are more than 1,100 of his compositions in American collections. This piece is called Das ist ein Tag. It was excerpted by the Moravians from a slightly longer piece. This is a very short work. And the text is taken from the Psalms. Das ist ein Tag, den der Herr gemacht hat. This is a day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It was written as a religious work, referring to a religious day, but in this context, celebrating American independence, they used it to refer to the day of independence, July 4th. There's real joy in that piece, as short as it is. But this next one, also from the same love feast for Independence Day, is a much more contemplative work. It was originally written as a chorale prelude for organ by Johann Peter Kellner, who was associated with J.S. Bach and his circle, and it has a Bachian sound to it. It's quite different from the other Moravian pieces we've heard. And then Gregor took this work and arranged it for strings with organ and women's voices who are singing a chorale text. Here is the beginning of the chorale, Ach schönster unter allen.
Thank you.
Surprisingly, there isn't a great deal of purely instrumental music from the Moravians. There is some chamber music, there's some wind music, there's even a water music suite, which was designed for an excursion on the Lehigh River in Pennsylvania. There are a few piano pieces, but the most important kind of instrumental music was performed by the trombone choirs. Trombone choirs would often play hymns from the tops of the church towers, which, to those who understood the language of the hymns, those in the community, would tell a message. Depending on what hymns they were playing, they might be announcing the birth or wedding or the death of somebody, and somebody who knew this code would also be able to tell what part of the community a person came from. And so there would be a whole message conveyed simply through music. As I was looking through manuscript copies of this Moravian music, trying to choose music for this recording, I was impressed by the quality of the music, by the beauty of this music. And having recorded it, I find that the cumulative effect of hearing one piece after another is very strong. There's a tremendous beauty and fullness and richness to this music. It's surprising that it's so little known because it's such an important part of our American cultural heritage. And it's important that it be heard by a wider audience. I began this talk with a piece by Johann Friedrich Peter, who is perhaps the most widely celebrated of the Moravian composers. And I'd like to end it with music by his brother, Simon Peter, who is less well known, who was a bishop in the church and a very fine composer, although he didn't compose as much as Johann Friedrich. This is music that's for two choruses with an orchestra of strings and organ, and a soprano soloist, so by Moravian standards, it's somewhat larger forces than one normally hears. As we listen to this music, just as with so much of the Moravian music, it's not difficult to conjure up the image of the church service in the simple church building in one of the settlements of early America, and the congregation that was devout in its faith and deeply musical.